Well, today, September 21st, is the feast day of the great apostle, St. Matthew. He's also known as Levi in the scriptures. And out of all of the 12 choices that the Lord made, perhaps St. Matthew was the most controversial choice that the Lord made for an apostle. After all, Matthew was hated and despised by the Jewish people because he was, of course, born and raised in the Jewish faith, but he became a traitor to the Jewish people by working for the Romans, by becoming a tax collector. And tax collectors were notorious for charging extra and pocketing all the extra money. And Capernaum, where Matthew worked, was a very well-traveled area with lots of taxes being collected. So Matthew was a fabulously wealthy man, and he had taken so much of the Jewish money from his fellow brothers and sisters of the Jewish faith. So he was certainly despised and hated, and he had this other circle of friends, other sinners and tax collectors that he hung out with. And so what a choice. This must have been a very shocking choice for the people of the day, especially people like St. Peter and Andrew, who were very zealous for their Jewish faith, to have the Lord choose somebody that had really betrayed their faith for so long, working with the Romans as a tax collector of such a major area. But in today's gospel, we see that Matthew had a conversion. He had been sitting at the tax collector's post, and Jesus came and he gave his shortest sermon, "Follow me." Just two words. It says, Matthew got up, left everything, and followed Christ. This was a dramatic and immediate conversion to Christ. And he left everything, Peter Kreef says, except his pen. He brought his quill, his pen with him, so he would one day write the gospel, this beautiful gospel of St. Matthew. Well, then there's a big banquet, a going away party for Matthew. And this whole house is filled with tax collectors and notorious sinners. And Jesus is having dinner with them. The scribes and Pharisees complain and says, your teacher is eating with these people. And the Lord uses this as a teaching moment and says, those who are well don't need the doctor. It's those who are sick do. Go and learn the meaning of the words. I desired mercy, not sacrifice. I've not come to call the self-righteous. I've come to call sinners. And Matthew is at the head of this group. And because Matthew converted, then the Lord got to meet all these other people. And Matthew brought many people with him. Many other tax collectors and sinners were brought to the Lord because of Matthew's conversion, because now Jesus was brought into Matthew's whole circle of friends. Well, what happened to St. Matthew at the end of his life? We know that after the resurrection and ascension, St. Matthew would become a great missionary and apostle throughout Judea, Ethiopia, all the way to Greece, and eventually even to Persia, where it said that he was martyred for his faith in Persia. Eventually, his relics were brought back to Italy. He's one of the few apostles buried in Italy. He's buried in Salerno, Italy, not far from the Amalfi Coast. So he died a martyr for his faith in Christ. And his gospel, of course, one of the four gospels, is the first one listed in the New Testament. It always is listed Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Matthew's gospel has always been placed first in the New Testament because it is the bridge between the Old Testament and the New Testament. In the 28 chapters of Matthew's gospel, the 1,071 verses, there are about 100 quotations or references to the Old Testament. Remember, Matthew is writing to Jewish converts to Christianity that were living in Palestine. And so Matthew's main goal is to show that Jesus is the promised Messiah. So Matthew's gospel was written for his fellow Jews that were considering and had converted to Christianity. 9 times in Matthew's gospel, he calls Jesus the Son of David, that messianic title. Matthew's gospel is filled with Jewish laws and customs and traditions to show that Jesus is the fulfillment of their long-awaited Messiah. What's unique about Matthew's gospel is that he alone tells the story of the Magi, that came to worship at the birthplace of Christ. In fact, Matthew's gospel has been called the Gospel of St. Joseph, since we have the infancy narratives from St. Joseph's perspective, whereas St. Luke gives us the Blessed Mother's perspective. St. Matthew tells us about King Herod and the holy innocent children slain by King Herod. Matthew tells us about the flight into Egypt. St. Matthew gives us the entire Sermon on the Mount, three chapters in Matthew's Gospel, the complete Sermon on the Mount. Matthew also gives us the choosing by Christ of St. Peter, Matthew chapter 16, verse 16, "You are Peter, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it." Matthew gives us the final judgment, Matthew 25, "When I was hungry, you gave me food. When I was thirsty, you gave me drink." It's said that Matthew's gospel was written before 70 AD because it predicted the destruction of the temple and the destruction of the city of Jerusalem. So we don't know. Some people say that Mark's gospel was actually the first one written, but we don't know that for sure. It certainly could be the case. But what's unique about Matthew is that it is the bridge between the Old and New Testament. So I encourage you to read it. It is a fabulous gospel. As you know, it begins with the human genealogy of Christ. The windows of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John show their symbols. Matthew's symbol is the man, because his gospel begins with the human genealogy of Christ going all the way back to Abraham to show that Jesus is truly the Son of God, the fulfillment of the long-desired Messiah that the Jews had been waiting for. I'll give you a blessing now with the 2,000-year-old relic of St. Matthew. I encourage you to venerate it after Mass. Through the intercession of St. Matthew, may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.